God, we thank you right now for this day, oh God, a day that we have never seen before, Father, and we thank you right now. We thank you that we still have eyes that we can see and behold your wondrous works, oh God, the works of your hands, Father, and we thank you for that. I thank you, oh God, that we have ears to hear your creation that you created, Father. Yes, Father, we have the activity of our limbs today, and we just want to thank you, oh God. God, we are so grateful for how good you are to us, glory to God. Even when we aren't reciprocating the same goodness, Father, glory to God. We just thank you right now that your goodness isn't based on our behavior, Father. And we just thank you for that, oh God. But thank you, oh God, that you gave us the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. And glory to God, and that we can stand in him, oh God, glory to God, and exchange our weaknesses for his strength, oh God, and be whole in you. So we thank you that our righteousness is in him, oh God, and we just praise you right now, Father. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to gather together around your word, Father, in Jesus' name. We know that, Father, you already, glory to God, ministered your word, and that it will come forth today, oh God. Glory to God, with purpose, power, glory to God, and performance today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name for miracles, signs, and wonders following your word, oh God. And Father, for the vessel that you'll use today, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the anointing that's pouring out. We lend our anointing right now to
Hallelujah.
God, that the anointing may increase upon the word today, oh God. Yes. That you would be, glory to God, mind-blowing today, oh God.
Yes.
God, not just good, but mind-blowing, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, that we just sit back and shake our head and say, what an awesome God, what a mighty God we serve, oh God. And we thank you for that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Amen. We thank you that the enemy can't stop, hinder, or block the word that's about to come forth, and not just from it coming forth, but also for it manifesting in the lives of those that are hearing, oh God, that we may not be just hearers of the word only, but we'll be doers of the word also, oh God. Glory to God. Thereby we can glorify you, Father, and we praise you for it right now. Thank you right now for our country, for our president, vice president, every elected and appointed official across these United States. Thank you. You're turning their heart in your direction, oh God. Thank you for Pastor Sutton and for Guilford Baptist Church, oh God, and what you're doing in that church, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for all of Life Changes and all our members, our partners and friends and those that love us and help us do what you have called us to do, oh God. May the blessings be upon them a hundredfold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just want to praise you right now. Glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That was beautiful. Okay, I'm going to dive in. I'm going to pray for a minute for myself, then I'm going to dive right on in, everybody. Lord God, in your precious name, pray that it's all of you, none of me, God. Lord God, that your word will be edified, Lord God, through me, Lord God. That you're the teacher, the guide, Lord God. That you would just lead. This word will be a rhema, Lord God. That it will just go down in its good soil in your precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's all I need to pray. Well, this lesson that I have today, I went back and forth with God about it. Sometimes you do that. I said, God, you sure this is what you want me to? I even went so far. I said, well, if you want me to teach this word, God, you're gonna have to help me along. You're gonna have to really show it to me that this is the word you want me to teach today. So, this word came about in a couple of ways. Mm-hmm. Minister Jennifer had talked about Thanksgiving and about giving and how thankful we were for the giving. And part of her, in that, she said about accepting. Mm-hmm. And we don't often talk about accepting in the body of Christ. We always talk about giving and making sure that we give and make sure that other people, you know, get from us. But we never talk about accepting. And even when Pastor's word last week was about desperation and being thirsty, you know, you have to be thirsty to accept something. Mm-hmm. You have to be in desperation to accept something. So this word kept coming to me. I said, okay, God, this is where you want me to go.
Yeah.
So it's called accepting help. In Hebrews 4:16, English Standard Version says, if y'all want to go there, I'm reading the English Standard Version. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So he's telling us, come close to the throne of mercy. How does the old saying go? It's better to receive, it's better to give than to receive. Oh, yes, I agree. I love to give. I know this is us too, Minister Jenna, and I love to bless others when they are not expecting it. Amen. But let me be honest, I am not so good at being on the receiving end of a blessing, sometimes even from God. So I had to put that little part of it, even from God. I'll say I don't need help. Mm-hmm. I'll say that in a minute. I'll say I got this. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, maybe I don't have it all together as well as I think I do. Mm-hmm. Maybe that hand that is being offered is supposed to be taken. Maybe the blessing is not just for me, but also for the person who's extending the blessing.
Yes, amen.
Needing help isn't a sign of weakness. Mm. It's a sign of being human.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I have the opportunity to bless others. Why would I rob others of the same opportunity?
Amen.
Amen. It is difficult to, is a difficulty, a lesson in humility to allow others to serve you. I want to stop right there for a minute. I had my surgery, and it seemed like it was so long ago then, but it seems like it was close. I had my surgery over 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I came home from the hospital, people kept asking, you need anything you want? I kept saying, no, I'm good. Yeah. But when Pastor Marlene brought that chicken soup over to me, I said, okay, God, I didn't know I really needed this or wanted this, but it was a blessing.
Right.
Although I told her I had it, James was helping me. It was just beautiful that she had brought it over and I accepted it. Amen. So I'm good. And that's what I wanted to say in that. It doesn't always feel nice when many times it feels uncomfortable. I was saying that to say how uncomfortable it feels sometimes when you get something from somebody or accept. But this is what we are called to do. I'm going to jump down a little bit. What's called to do. I said you, sometimes this means you have to quietly accept their assistance with allowing to pride to steal someone's blessing. Let them bless you. Be humble, as it is in Matthew 5:5. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the humble, and they shall inherit the earth. Humbly accept help. Okay. I'm going to give you all some guides to accepting help from others. And I don't think this is just for us. You know, I've seen life changes for the last few months through this pandemic, how much they're really pouring out, assisting others and blessing others. But sometimes this is for all us in the body of Christ, a guide to accepting help from others. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Accepting requires you to be vulnerable and give up control. And we know how we feel about this control thing. That only the ultimate person who has control is really God. We think we're doing something, but we don't have any control. And sometimes people don't like that. They don't like giving up that control. They believe that accepting help puts them in an inferior position. Mm-hmm. They feel that they lack something and require something, someone else to fulfill that lack. Mm. I'm going to read this verse, and I thought this was interesting. In Philippians 4:19. I'm convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have. I've seen the abundance and riches of glory revelated to me through the anointed one, Jesus Christ. So, and Psalms, I'm going to read Psalms 9 and 10. This is about God satisfying our needs and that And I like what Pastor said, there's no lack in the, that God would really, God is the really the only one who will fulfill our lack. It is maybe even through others. In Psalms 9 and 10, may everyone who knows your mercy keep putting their trust in you, that they cannot count on you for help, that they, wait a minute, let me go back. Psalms 9 and 10. May everyone who knows your mercy keep putting their trust in you, for they can count on you for help no matter what.
What translation is that?
That is the Passion Translation.
All right, thank you.
Pastor, I want to hear your translation. You must got something good too. Let me
I was just trying to figure out which one it was.
It's the Passion Translation. Oh Lord, you will never, no, never neglect those who come to you. So we would never have any lack in God, although we feel like that if we accept help from others, that we may, that it may feel like we have some lack. However, vulnerability isn't something to be deemed as a weakness. Being vulnerable requires strength. It requires you to surrender to what is given. And you know how we feel about that surrender, body of Christ, surrender to what is given. Surrender requires trust. Sometimes people put on a hard shell as a defensive mechanism, thinking it will protect them from getting hurt. But the trust in their protective shells are blocking. The truth is their protective shell is blocking themselves from receiving love from others. What y'all think of that? The second part, the second principle to accepting help from others, and I thought this was a good one, guys. Examine your belief on receiving. When someone gives you love or kindness, accept it graciously. If you find yourself uncomfortable to receive their help, examine your belief in receiving. I'm going to give you some bullets about examining your beliefs. What's stopping you from accepting help from others? What is really stopping you? Your belief. What you think about that? That's one principle, the bullet for examine your belief on receiving. Another bullet, do you feel that you don't deserve to receive help or love? Why do you feel that way? Most of the time, there is some inner work to be done on yourself. For example, recognizing your own self-worth, whose you are. I had to put that part in, whose you are. Or being conscious of how your past influenced your belief on receiving. Some more bullets. Perhaps your parents wasn't good at receiving either. Perhaps you weren't told by your parents that it is better to give than receive. Perhaps you were told by your parents it was better to give than receive. Another belief. Perhaps someone accused you of being greedy at some point in your life. Perhaps your parents always was suspicious of or doubtful of people who were nice, gave nice gestures. My mother was very suspicious of people who seemed like they won't be, we even talk about it. If that person's too nice, maybe we shouldn't take something from them.
Right.
Or perhaps your parents never rewarded or praised you, so you believe you are not good enough to receive anything. Those are the beliefs that we have to examine. Yeah. Whatever the case is, recognize that when someone decides to give you something, it means in their minds, I thought this was beautiful, they are already decided that you deserve it to receive the gift. They don't question whether you deserve it or not. They already decided.
Yes.
They're going to give it you. Yeah. And then I got two scriptures to back this up for you guys. These are suggested scriptures. Romans 12 and 2. This one's the new King James Version, renew your mind. And be conformed to the, don't be conformed to this world, but transfer your mind, renewing your mind that may prove what is good, that is good and acceptable, perfect from God.
Amen.
Renew your mind about the thoughts or your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 3:13. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I have one compelling focus: to forget all those things that are behind me and fasten my heart to the future instead. That's the Passion Translation also, Pastor. That means renew your mind, change your belief on receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And third principle, give others the opportunity to give. Receiving is not only about you. It's also about the giver. Imagine a well-intentioned, loving person giving you something and you reject the gift. I'm thinking about God. When I heard that, I said, wait a minute, God, I'm rejecting the gift. Somehow you're giving somebody else the opportunity through them. You're giving me a gift. And I'm not even seeing it that way. I'm just seeing a person. I'm not seeing God. A well-intended, loving person giving me a gift. And I'm rejecting it. I said, wait a minute, God, that's like, God, wait a minute, this is me, I think. So how would that make you feel? And that's me. Unappreciative, awkward, and embarrassed. I felt embarrassed that I may not accept a good and perfect gift by God. If you don't receive well, you stop the flow of love. I thought that was interesting. When you receive, you give others an opportunity to give. I have observed people who were always fighting to be the one to give. Always fighting to be the one to give. That sounds like me. They want to be the one who pays them for the dinner. They want to be the one giving advice. But when it's time for them to receive, they turn down other people's acts of kindness. I say, okay, God, help me out. Help me out, God. Mm-hmm. We can't always be the one giving. I know how good it feels to give. I know how good it feels to give and be the one that others depend on. But it takes two to give and receive. If you keep giving and not receiving, eventually people who couldn't reach you would find others. I thought that was interesting to give. You are not letting the energy flow through you. It's like a dead end street. The flow of love starts when it reaches you.
One way. It's just one way.
Mm-hmm. The flow of love, help is a two-way street. Giving and receiving travel by everyone. I thought that was giving and receiving travel by everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, the fourth one is pay it forward instead of returning it. I thought this was interesting too. I have five, I think, guys. So we're getting down to it. Sometimes when people aren't comfortable receiving, they will return the love. I thought this was just interesting. The gift in other forms immediately. They return it in other forms immediately. You know how somebody give you something and you trying to give them something back right away.
Yeah.
For example, when someone gives you a gift and you feel obligated to find something to give them back. When it's your time to receive, it is important for you to embrace the moment. Don't be in a hurry to give back to the other person. You're just defeating their love back to them. Deflecting their love back to them. It's like, I can't receive your love. Here it is back.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. Then what you give them would not have been authentic. Would you give you, that means the love you gave wasn't authentic in the first place. If you're going to give it right back to them.
Yes.
There's no need to return the love. It's better to wait until the next time when it's appropriate and give the person something they need. It wouldn't be like returning a favor of love. You would be like the originator of the energy in love. It wouldn't be like you were returning. You're the origin of the love.
Amen. That's really good, Minister Shirley. And I think about that, especially this time of the year when people give us gifts. Sometimes some people feel compelled where I got to get them something because they gave me something.
Right. Yes, it's true.
And it oftentimes isn't in love that we're doing, just doing it out of because we feel obligated.
Yes. Mm. Some people, I realized that this year, I think I gave some gifts out of obligation. And I told God, I'm going to change my mindset. This is taking me somewhere else. This year, I thank God for life changes and thank God for how he blessed me, for me being able to bless that homeless shelter. So I decided next year, I'm not going to give, like I did this year, not give as many gifts, but give more to the homeless or other people. That and we can't give expecting anything back anyway. I don't give expecting anything back.
That's right.
And when you find it uncomfortable to receive instead of giving back, how are you paying it forward? Pass the energy to someone new. I thought that was it. Pass the energy to someone new. Keep the, just like that's what I'm saying. Pass the energy to someone new, like the homeless shelter. Keep the goodness flowing instead of stopping the flow. You don't want to stop the flow. Number five, and I had to really, this one was a good one for me. Feel the love and be grateful. Mm. This one, I got a story to tell. Many years ago, when I worked for Hex, I was an hourly employee. I submitted my hours worked and was paid directly into my bank account every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe or didn't think much of it. I had worked so hard, I deserved to get paid. That's how I felt. I need the money to do so-and-so. And I had plans to do so-and-so. Then I was downsized. Mm. It was such a beautiful, humbling experience. Yeah, don't worry. I didn't think it was beautiful and humbling when it first happened. I didn't think it was a beautiful, humbling experience. I didn't know.
Right.
Not at all. I started to work some temp assignments and I did not receive a regular paycheck. I only received pay if I had an assignment. When I became a full-time employee and I received my first paycheck, naturally I said, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Then I said, thank you to my employee. When I worked, I didn't believe I had ever thanked my employer for paying me. I had taken my employer for granted. So this is how we become grateful. I have so much more appreciation and gratitude for the giver and the act of giving now because of that situation. I'm so grateful for a job, so I'm grateful for a paycheck, and just grateful that God blessed me that and this even translates to my bonus. My boss don't have to give me a bonus. Every year she gives me a bonus, and I make sure I give her a thank you gift or a thank you card because I'm so grateful. So feel love and be grateful. The last one, practicing accepting help everywhere. You got to practice this thing, y'all. Because when you're not used to receiving, you have to practice. You don't have to wait for someone to give you help to practice receiving. Mm-hmm. Whenever you need help, just ask for it. Don't worry about being rejected. Give others the opportunity to help you. If you aren't the one, move on. If they are not the one, move on to the next.
That's it.
And don't need another person to practice receiving. There are already a lot of gifts from the universe, which you might be obvious to, might be oblivious to. The sunlight that helps you keep warm. The trees that keep you cool and give you shade. The roof over your head.
Glory.
The air that you breathe, the electricity, and so on and so forth. Without any person giving you anything, you still receive beauty of the world by being aware of it. It could be also your love for yourself or someone you receive. For example, you are grateful for the bus driver helping you to get to work. I am helping you get to your destination. Yes. The hairdresser or the barber. And when you give yourself a break when you're tired. Be grateful and accept that from yourself. This is something I always say, start a gratitude journal and write down what you're grateful for. And this will make you a better receiver. I thought that was in. When you started to write down what you, it makes you a better receiver. One of my favorite Bible stories is about Moses and Aaron. It is in Exodus 17. I'm going to read the Bible verse, but I'm going to tell you all know what this one's about. Exodus 17 and 12. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put him under him and set him on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset during this battle. This shows you how Moses really didn't want the help.
Right.
But Aaron and Hur made sure they hurried up and gave him the help so that the battle would be won. To me, this is a good example of that. I got a couple, few more things, then I'm closing out, guys. When someone offers you a compliment, a gift, or an offer to help, accept this offer, as through it is a direct blessing from God.
Yes.
Not only will you be blessed, but God will bless those who have blessed you. Every blessing is given, multiplies the love to God to women. Every blessing that is given multiplies the love of God to others. Just as you are willing to spread God's love to others by more accepting, be more accepting of this love through those that wish to bless you. I'm closing out. I got a couple of definitions of acceptance. Mm-hmm. And I left these to end because I wanted you all to really understand. Accept, receive, welcome, take, get, gain, obtain, acquire. Opposite is to refuse and reject and turn down. I thought one was good. Another one was to trust, surrender, shoulder, devote oneself to. This is accept. Devote oneself to. What you think about that? Believe. To come to reckon is to believe also. To give. I had this word right in my mind last night. Now, give credence to. This is the last Bible verse I'm going to give you all, and I have a little something to say. Every good and perfect gifts come from above. This is James 1 and 17. I'm sorry, guys. Amen. Every good and perfect gift comes from above and cometh from the Father, the light, whom no variables, neither shadows are turning. May we confidently accept help. May we confidently accept help. May lives be changed from the better because of how God helps us through your need. Let me try that one more time. May we confidently accept help. May lives be changed for the better because of how God helps you through your need. I want to leave you all with this. James says to me, and I thought he says, just let me help you. It's so hard for me to accept help from him, but it means the world to me when he does. Mm-hmm. Say, let me help you. Yeah. And sometimes I'll be struggling in my own way, and he'll come to me and say, just let me help you. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to leave you all with that. And I hope the lesson that I taught today was to help to somebody other than to me. Accepting help is so difficult for me sometimes. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Pastor Kenny and Minister Jennifer, if you all have something y'all want to add or say. Or
praise God.
Two
things. I remember this last thing you was talking about. I've been teaching Noel for a while now the importance of accepting help. And right now, you know, with her wanting to do everything herself, mm-hmm. she has a hard time asking for help. Mm-hmm. So when she does ask for help, it does really, really bless my heart that she's understanding that there's nothing wrong with asking for help and accepting help.
And how do you feel that translates to you, though? Because it has to translate to you, too, Pastor.
Well, the same thing. Yeah. But see, one of the things that I've done since before, since probably a whole lot more since the beginning of the year before COVID started, was I turned over a lot of things that I was holding on to at work.
Okay.
Little extra duties as assigned type things, you know, like recall roster, stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I gave everybody access. And I said, you know, just in case if something happens and I'm not here, you're able to get this. And here's where these files are. Here's where that is and all of that. And lo and behold, COVID hit and we was out and all of that came in handy. So now with a lot of things that came in that I needed to do with IT stuff, equipment that's coming in, everybody's helping pick up the slack from the backload of what COVID has caused and everything. It's like, you know, some folks know that I'm still progressing back to my healing. Amen. Glory to God. So I've got people in the office that will, you know, like, what are you doing? Nope, don't pick that up. I got it. Nope. Nope. What are you moving? Nope. They're just on me like I don't know what.
And I'm glad.
And I'm thinking, like, well, this ain't all that bad. I can handle this, you know, but they're like, nope.
That sounds like somebody who needs to accept help right there to me.
So I do. I that's why I said that. I do. I just back up and I just let them do their thing.
Okay.
So that's a blessing in that respect. That's all I really want to say on that one.
Before I move on to Minister Jennifer, I wanted to say this. When you ordained me and Minister Jennifer as or elevated us to minister, that was a step in you accepting help.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Minister Jennifer.
Well, I just know I ask for help when I need it.
Oh, do you?
When I feel like I need it.
Okay.
When it's something that I feel I can't do, I will ask for help. And it's mostly manual physical stuff. Spiritual, I go within.
Okay.
Instead of reaching out. And I know my first reach out is to God, but I will go in. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to, you know how you just don't want to step on people's toes and you don't want your belief, or when you examine your belief on receiving, you're like, well, that's getting people in your business you might not want in your business.
But you know something, that's a level of trust.
Right.
To say, yeah.
Right.
You have to, this is, and I'm just speaking for me. I've gotten better about that because if God brought them towards you, or, you know, the hardest thing is, and this is hard for everybody, I don't want people talking about my business. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with this is one of my biggest problems. I don't want to share with you because then I don't want to hear somebody else say it back to me. If I shared it with you, obviously I shared it with you. Right. And I'm the type, my boss says to me, she said, well, people share with you. I try not to be that person. Right. If you share with me, obviously you want me to share and pray with you about it. I'm not going to share with both my girlfriends said, well, I told Shirley so-and-so, she didn't tell you no. I'm not telling you.
Wasn't for you.
Right.
And that could be a level of trust.
It is.
It is.
But
it
is. It's like, I know every time I ask my mom, you need anything? Are you okay?
Right.
Her first words, I'm good.
To that what I said about believing your beliefs, examine your belief, because your parents always said, my mother always didn't look for help from others. Mm-hmm. My mother always gave me the strong person. And so I have to examine that too. And I want to be honest, it's hard for me to share. I've started sharing with my sister lately, and I can talk with you all about this. And I call an aunt that I haven't talked to and tell me the same thing I told my sister. Mm-hmm. So I have sometimes, you know, a hard time with that trust and that level. Also, Minister Jennifer, it's a work in progress. You have to decide, well, maybe I shouldn't tell that person. I'm going to tell God or tell James, you know. Right. I don't, you know, it. And you want to trust people. You want them. I want, and my hardest thing, and I'm going to go back to me and again examine you. I feel like that I've reached out to my sister. I'm using her example for help. And she, for whatever reason, she wasn't able to help me. She decided not to help me. So that kind of drew me within and I got kind of hurt. And I said, well, why should I trust anybody to help me? Why should I look to somebody to help me if this person who's the one who I should be expecting to help from, who I've helped, or they have the, and this is, I even told James this, it bothers me when I know you can help me and just you make a choice not to. Right. And again, that's examining your belief and going back and leaning on to God. And it's all a, it's a maturity. And it is. This is an open dialogue. It's maturity. It's a growth. And we had to find out what works for us.
Yeah. I can give all day long.
You can give all
I can
day.
Give all day long. I yes. can give of myself, of my substance. I can give all day long. But when it's time to receive something, it's like you didn't have to do that.
No. But we receive what you know,
and
I think
but I like what you said. I like what you said. You're saying and I've always said don't block my blessing.
Right. So, but you blocking but somebody else's.
But when I'm saying don't block my best blessing, I'm saying don't block me giving to you, not me receiving from you.
Yes.
That's what it is. Don't block my blessing. I'm giving this to you. God put this on me to do this. Don't block
but you
my
blocking
blessing.
Somebody else's when it's your turn to receive.
Yes. And it's like he's stopping the love. I'm like, okay, let me sit here and recalculate. Let me recalculate. Because I live with the man that's like, I'm good.
Right. You too.
You know, and
I live with one too.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm okay, honey. Everything is well.
The pastor do the same thing. I'm good. I see you. Yeah. Pastor.
You know, he gets
Pastor Wiley, I'm good.
He right. And I'm trying to tell him he gets a raise. He's like, you take all of that. I'm like, I'm good. No, I don't
but
need
we
that.
Are so used to. We're so used to being givers, guys. It's hard for us to
be. Yeah, it's hard to be a receiver.
Yeah.
But I'm
so, honey, what do you
that.
Say? Before I give it to Sister Jen, to Sister Ida, what you got to say about that?
Well, first of all, I've been on the receiving end, and I so appreciate those who give to me, and it's not even a second thought. It's just they're givers. So being on the receiving end is a good thing because it allows the giver to express their love at a certain time in life that is really needed. So I love to give when I can give, but if I can't give, it's understood. And that's what a giver understands is that I didn't give it to you to receive. I gave it to you because I'm a giver. But as I'm on the receiving end, it's so thoughtful. It's just, it feels good that somebody else thought about you.
Right. But also, you can give in other ways. You don't have to give monetarily. You can give that call.
Exactly. But when
definitely that prayer.
You give that call, that prayer, you drop a...
Don't block somebody's blessing when they give you something. Receive it openly and gratefully, and I'm very grateful. And I also want to say thank you, Sister Jennifer, and Pastor Marlene and Pastor, and Shirley, and Cheryl, and everybody else that sent a card that still had me on their mind, knowing that sometimes you can't be a giver, but you can be a receiver and still be grateful at the fact that being a receiver is still a good thing.
Amen.
Well, Sister Ida, I've been riding around with your Christmas gift in the back of my car for over a week, man. Over a week. So my husband, yesterday, when you think you're going over there, I said, I don't know. That was my instinct. So I have your Christmas gift in my car just riding around in the back seat, okay?
But word means a lot because it's hard to receive
I pay for this
the negative. And sometimes you have to look at the negative.
That's a given. You are not accepting.
Wow.
I want you to receive.
That lesson helped me become a better giver.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. James wanted to tell his testimony about how he helped this lady
I was at Walmart a couple weeks ago, and this elderly lady was in line with me, and she said she was about to go up to the register, and she realized she didn't have her card that she would use. She was waiting on her credit card, and she realized she didn't have it. And I told her, go ahead, I'll take care of it for her. Mm-hmm. She said, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. I said, because God blessed me with a job, so I'm able to do this for you.
Right.
And she thanked me for it. And I said, and then the other lady at the register, she said, you do that all the time? I said, my wife does that all the time.
Well, I have a testimony about James and accepting.
You have rubbed off.
Yeah. Well, we, me and him, and he has a hard time accepting. When we go somewhere, sometimes, you know, we go somewhere familiar, and he doesn't actually remember exactly where we're going. And I asked him, so you know where we're going? He said, yeah. Then he get halfway there. I was like, okay, he don't know. I pull out my phone and just put the address in, and just so that then I said, okay, this, did he hear the auditor come on about where the direction to go? Did he follow direction? He won't say anything. Now he hasn't accepted of trying to give him help here.
I think that's something that's not just limited to James. I think that might be a male thing.
It's a man thing, man.
So I just turn the phone on to the address if I know where it's going. Like we went over your house, Minister Jennifer. Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, I think I know where it is." The last few minutes I put it on.
No, man, that's not the way it happened.
What happened?
We was on our way there, and you said, "Do you need?" I said, "Put it on when we get close to her house."
But what happened with yesterday?
Yesterday, I had an idea where I was at. I was a block away from where I was at.
But he wasn't
on the wrong street.
So I'm saying he had a hard time accepting help. And I'll make sure that I turn my GPS so that he would know where he's going. Okay, Pastor. We've had a good time here. So, Pastor, if you want to close us out.
Well, actually, I want to I want to read one scripture first, which I think puts the icing on the cake.
Okay, Pastor.
Out of the Passion Translation, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 through 15.
2 Corinthians 9.
Verse 10 through 15 out of the Passion Translation. It says
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
Chapter 9, verses 10 through 15 in the Passion Translation. It says, this generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant towards you, for he supplies every need plus more. Then he multiplies the seed as you sow it, so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. You will be abundantly enriched in every way as you give generously on every occasion. For when we take your gifts to those in need, it causes many to give thanks to God. The priestly ministry you are providing through your offering not only supplies what is lacking for God's people, it inspires an outpouring of praises and thanksgiving to God himself. For as your extremely generous offering meets the approval of those in Jerusalem, it will cause them to give glory to God, all because of your loyal support and allegiance to the gospel of Christ, as well as your generous heart partnership with them towards those in need.
Amen.
Because of this extraordinary grace, which God has lavished on you, they will affectionately remember you in their prayers. Praise God for his astonishing gift, which is far too great for words.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
No mind blowing there.
Yes. It's the opportunity for prosperity.
It's the opportunity for prosperity.
Yeah.
And I do want to say that today I actually have a first fruit also.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
You can't beat God's giving. Isn't that what they say?
No, you can't beat his giving. Glory to God. He knows exactly when you need one. So praise God. Thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord God, for the seed, Lord God. We pray that this seed will go back, go grow, and return a hundredfold in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Pastor, you want to do any announcements or anything before I ask Minister Jennifer closes out in prayer?
Yes, I do. I've been praying about it, and it popped in my spirit. So if you're available, I want to do a 10:30 to midnight New Year's Eve service.
I was hoping you were going to do something.
And you can showcase your decorations, your dinner, or anything that you're doing exciting for New Year's.
Ain't no decoration over here.
while you're there. I mean, you might put on something. I don't know. A party.
Some clothes. Something your dinner. Something yeah.
Like that. But, you know.
Would you say 10:30 to what? To midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So make that glory God. Something that, you know, we get excited about. And you can invite other folks if you choose to. Praise God.
We'll use the same Zoom number?
We're going to use the same Zoom. Praise God. Although I noticed this morning Zoom had an update. And when they did an update, you got to restart your computer. When I restarted, it put me on a whole different Zoom number. And I'm like, where's everybody at?
Yeah, because we kept saying that. It kept saying you were hosting and you were in another meeting.
I finally looked and said, well, let me see what the ID number was. And I looked and said, oh, this is not the right one. So I had to get out of it and go into the one we in.
Bring your cider. Bring your sparkling cider so we can cheer.
Bring your cider, your party hats, and all of that good stuff.
Great. Are we going to do testimonies, Pastor?
We can do testimonies, or we can have each of you two speak for a few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes each. Or whatever, however you want to do it, praise God. But I always love to hear, you know, if nothing else, I always love to hear testimonies, because regardless of how challenging this year has been for everyone, the fact of the matter is that God still brought us through it. Praise God.
Yes. He's still on throne. God's still on the throne.
Still on the throne. So he brought us through because he still got the stuff for us to do. So we just thank God for that. So we have something to be grateful for.
Any other announcements, Pastor?
I do. Glory to God. Let me see. Glory to God. Pastor Marlene gave me the printout. Tuesday night, of course, is 1 hour prayer. Thursday night, glory to God, is New Year's Eve service. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's it for that. Keep Sister Cheryl and Sister Sydney in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can text them or give them a little call. They might respond. Praise God. Just let them know what you're thinking about them, though. I know when you're going through a difficult time, it's always good to know that somebody's thinking about you, even if you're not ready to, you know, open up.
We don't have any birthdays this week?
Not to my knowledge. No birthdays this week. Nope.
Okay.
But this week in Black history, today in 1939, actor John Amos was born in Newark, New Jersey. Of course, we know him as James on Good Times. And also, he won an Emmy nomination. He played in Roots, the miniseries, and won an Emmy.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He won an Emmy for Coming to America, Part 1. And he's also going to be in the Coming to America that's going to be coming out next year. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see. Also on this day, December 27th in 1964, actor Teresa Randall was born in L.A., California. We know her as the lead in Spike Lee's film, Girl 6. If you've ever seen that movie.
I know I've seen that movie.
December 28, 1954, actor Denzel Washington was born in Mount Vernon, New York. You know, he got too many films to even, glory to God, try to go down, but Malcolm X, Hurricane, Training Day, Days of You, American Gangster, glory to God, Courage Under Fire. I mean, so many other times.
Glory.
Glory's down here, Man of Fire, glory to God. And
Equalizer 1 and 2.
Training Day, glory to God. And the list goes on, glory to God.
And the list goes on.
On and on when he was born.
Didn't he win an Oscar or something?
Yeah, the list goes on. Too many to know. Too many to, he would tell you all. December the 28th, also, the singer John Legend was born in 1978 in Springfield, Ohio. He's a five-time Grammy Award winner, best known for his hit with Ordinary People. September 29th, in 1917, the first African-American mayor of L.A., Thomas Bradley, was born in Calvert, Texas. He served five terms as mayor from 1973 to 1993. December 30th, 1956, actress Shirley Lee Raphael was born in Waterbury, Connecticut. Glory to God. She's best known for her work in the Broadway production of Dreamgirls and for a part in the 1980 sitcom It's a Living and Designing Women. She also appeared in several films, including Mighty Quinn, The Distinguished Gentleman, and Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. She founded the Jamaican Film Festival. December 31st, in 1930, Odetta Felicious Gordon, the folk singer and activist known as Odetta, was born in Birmingham, Alabama. On January the 1st, 1804, John Jacques Desimius proclaims independence of Haiti, making the country the first free Black republic and the second in the Western Hemisphere. Also on January 1st in 1808, the international slave trade was abolished. And finally, on January 2nd, 1918, John Hope Franklin, revered historian and past president of the American Historical Association, was born. More than 3 million copies of his book, From Slavery to Freedom, have been sold. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1995. And that is this week in Black History. I do have one more, glory to God. I want to just go ahead and reiterate. Because of your generosity, glory to God, during the holiday Christmas season, glory to God, we were able to give a financial donation to the Red Cross. Glory to God. Amen. We also donated through Sister Minister Shirley's efforts to the glory to God, the homeless shelter. Glory to God. And on top of that, Pastor Marlene delivered a bunch of cleaning supplies. She loaded up the truck, and it was paper towels, cleaning supplies, rags, toiletries, and everything.
Yes.
Toys, and also toys, glory to God. And when she got there, the person that received her was so shocked that she was coming. And when she saw everything that was given on top of what Minister Shirley given, she just bust out and cried. But she said that they have been praying for all of that. And what we have actually given to them was actually helpful, because two of the families had just got approval to get out of the shelter and get into their own place. So they have supplies to help them start out. We were also able, glory to God, to provide 27 families, glory to God, with young children, a lot of multiple families, with clothes and toys for the holiday to help make their holiday season a great success, as well as we also helped one family that was in generously need for the basic necessities, you know, lights, gas, water, those types, help them to not get their utilities cut off, but to have their utilities saved and those things. So again, I want to thank you so much for your generous giving. I know it's been on my heart, glory to God. This is what we used to do when we first got started. And we kind of got away from it a lot like we used to, but I think that this is where we're going to be moving towards more of in 2021, getting back to just being a blessing in areas that God lays upon our heart. I know we can't do every area, but God will lay certain areas on our heart. And that's where we're going to go full steam ahead, because that's where the blessing's going to be. We're not looking to get nothing out of it, you know, in return. Yeah. We just want to obey the voice of God, glory to God, and be in the move of God where he wants us to be. So look forward to that, because great things are on the horizon in 2021. I really do believe, although things will not be normal like they were before COVID, glory to God. And I do believe that things will be darker in Egypt, but there's going to be light in Goshen.
Yes.
Light in Goshen. And we are people of Goshen. So we will be light. Amen. And we will be the Amen. Ones responsible for bringing light into darkness. Yes. Glory to God. Jesus told the disciples, and he, glory to God, which in turn means he passed the word to us, let your light shine so that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So we will be the light in 2021 that many people will be looking for. Glory to God. Saved and unsaved. Glory to God. And I just admonish you, when God puts a dream in your heart, don't hold on to it. Let, like, glory to God, share it. Like Minister Shirley said, you know, it's on my heart to bless this homeless shelter. Put it out there, glory to God, so that we, glory to God, we can get together as one and put all our energy into doing the things that God has for us in 2021.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Marlene.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. I know I'm yes. like the ghost of Christmas past, but hey, ho, 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 Jesus is still reigning. The only thing I would still say is continue to celebrate the Lord, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and really have some fun with it, you know? I mean, Amen. You have the gift. Amen. I put on my Kirk Franklin and just let it loose, you know? Get your Christmas on. Amen. Don't just Amen. Be a 25th. Carry it throughout the year. Amen. I'm looking forward to a powerful anointed year in 21. Amen. I know 2020 ain't over with yet. I'm still beating him up. Amen. Glory be to Amen. God. That word, casting every care, trying to press down, shake and run it over. And that's where I'm in the overflow. Amen. I would get sad about it, but when I think about the goodness of all that he has done for me and my soul crying, start thinking about what are they doing in heaven? That song, what are they doing? They having a good
time. No, I'm looking at you.
They having a real good time. They celebrating. They're doing things that is allowing God to forever reign. So down while we down here on earth, I'm going to give it up for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let it go for Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to sweat it. I'm going to cast that care back to him because I know he loves me. He cares for me. He wants me to worship him. He wants me to fellowship him. I just keep thinking about Job. No matter what Job went through, I mean, God blessed him in a mighty way. But while Job was going through, he was praising God. He was praising God. That's what I'm getting out of the whole thing. I mean, they kept taking from him, and he kept praising God. Amen. Things kept happening, and he kept praising God, no matter what it looked like. Because I'm going back. I'm staying on our series we've been preaching about, talking about Jesus, how we got to keep our eyes on Jesus, you know? I mean, in the natural, it would seem like failure. But in the spiritual man, we are victorious in him in all things. I'm telling you, get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes off in the situation and the circumstances and see how Jesus, remember every challenge that Jesus went through. I thought about it this morning. The closer Jesus got to the cross, the more things started happening. And I'm not talking about good things, y'all. I'm talking about things that look really like you want to quit on God. This is not the time to quit on him. This is the time to love him. This is the time to trust him. This is the time to adore him. I dare you to say, okay, God, this hurt, but I'm still going to trust you. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to press my way. I don't understand right now in the natural, but I need to tap into your supernatural. That's what we need to do. We need to pull away how the world wants us to handle the pandemic and get into the pandemic of Jesus. Huh? Get into, I mean, serious, get some crazy faith. If we're going to press our way and get nervous and all this energy about being so distracted in the pandemic of Corona, well, I double dare you to get into to the Corona experience of Jesus, get your ingredients together. Go back to Genesis and see what's igniting you. Go back in Exodus and see what you need to take out. Remember Exodus, you moving away from something, you getting out of something that ain't godly. You know, he never ordained for us to stay into Lullabar. You know, not enough. He wants us to go to Canaan, more than enough. Amen. We can't stay where we not welcome. Amen. We're not welcome in sadness. We're not welcome in defeat. We're not welcome there. We are welcome into victory. We are welcome into joy. We are welcome into love. We are welcome into peace. That's where we should be living. That's where we should. We are kingdom kids. Amen. Amen. With Little House on the Prairie. What? Man, we are in a palace right now. Huh? He said he will give us houses. Huh? Glory. And this house is what he's talking about, first of all. Let me get it straight. This house, this temple. Huh? He is dwelling in this place. I'm telling you, we got to get in our secret place. And I told Pastor yesterday, I dare you to get out your confessions. If you don't want to say them, just push the button, push that CD and let it play. It'll start regurgitating in your spirit. You'll start getting that hunger and thirst back. Don't wait for the 31st. Stop that. Get it today. Get your New Year's Eve celebration on today. Don't wait till the 31st. So when we hook up again, it'll be magnified prayer power. Amen. Amen. I mean, we got to get to that place where we know God is able. God is able to bring us out of the funk and miry clay. We've got to get to this place where when we get a phone call and we're tired, we got to shake that off, y'all. We got to minister to the people. Amen. And if God say, get up and go, get out. Get out. Don't sit there. For what? He gonna give you the energy to get on the other side. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's snowing, if it's sleeting. If God tells you to go, you got to go get to your Nineveh. Huh? You got to get there. And when you get there, you're going to be doubly blessed. And oh, you're going to get the blessing. You came to bless somebody else, but it's really going to be you to get the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you anything I don't know. I do. I'm not going to apologize, but thank y'all for allowing me a platform to tell y'all how I'm celebrating, amen, this holiday. And as we told our daughter this morning, we're celebrating our Kwanzaa experience. I think today is day number 2, self-determination. And we always telling our daughter here, self-determination is when, amen, things don't look like it's going to happen, but God steps in and he shows out. Amen. Amen. We got it. I mean, I told her, with inside of you, amen, you might be having some kind of day, but inside of you, you know, Jesus is in here. You win. That's your self-determination. I can do this. I know I can overcome this. I know I don't have to stay in this situation. I know I don't have to stay in this situation. That's your self-determination. And that's day 2 of Kwanzaa. And we thank God, amen, for the man of God that came forth with this belief of the Kwanzaa experience. And get your Kwanzaa out. Amen. Amen. Get it all out. That's why God sends us a multitude of things to keep us focus on him, to keep our eyes. I cannot repeat that enough. We need to get our eyes off in the world and get our spiritual man back into the things of Jesus. And there we can become, we can see ourselves, not just the overcomer. What's that word you use all the time when you say about the overcomers? Anyway, we're so focused on God that we see God and not the world. Amen. I love y'all. We love y'all. Merry Christmas and keep on making it merry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ho, ho, ho.
Amen. Pastor, anything else? If not, Minister Jennifer, can you close us out?
Yep.
Yes. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, the one who sits up high and looks down low, we give you praise, honor, and glory, O Lord God, for this is the day that you have made. We thank you, Father God, that we are on the receiving end of your gift this day, Lord.
Amen.
You woke us up this morning, hallelujah, and we receive it with joy and gladness. We thank you, Father, oh God, for choosing us again to wake us up. We ask you, Father God, for those that are here, that are in need, but are afraid to say what that need is, meet them, oh Lord God, at their point of need, in their circumstance, in their issues, oh Father God. Holy Spirit, come upon them and lead them, guide them, direct them, teach them, oh Lord God, which way they should go so that they can come back into the fold of Christ. Father, we thank you for those that are not on, that you also, God, are whispering in their ear that they are not alone, that they are loved, and that they are loved immensely, oh Father God, and that the love that you give and the love that we give, Father God, they can't turn it away. We love them and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for the word that came forth. We thank you for Minister Shirley bringing forth the acceptance of the gift, oh Lord God, from you and from others that you, oh Lord God, directed them to give. We praise you, oh Father God. We magnify you, oh Lord. We honor you, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you will lead us, guide us, and you will teach us during this week until we can meet again on Thursday evening.
Yes,
if not sooner, to receive you, to love on you, to openly fellowship with one another, and accept you as our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr.